Welcome back to NewsRamp Finance for Monday evening, January 5th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Debt.com Spanish division rebrands as Deudas in Espanol to empower U.S. Latino families. Debt.com's Spanish division has rebranded as Deudas in Espanol to empower U.S. Latino families. The new platform, DeudasInEspanol.com, aims to provide clear, trustworthy guidance entirely in Spanish, removing language barriers for those seeking debt solutions. President Don Silvestri stated that the name change reflects a commitment to accessibility and impact within the Hispanic community, offering real paths to financial peace of mind.
Tech Media Breaks SKYX Platforms Corp. reports $9.50 million investment, expanding global partnerships and smart home deployment. The company highlighted recent investment, bringing total cash to approximately $13 million as of September 30, 2025. SKYX also announced partnerships in the Middle East and Miami, collaborations with Home Depot and Wayfair, revenue growth through Q3 2025, and progress towards safety code standardization for its technologies. Asian Financial Forum kicks off 2026 as region's first major event of 2026. The 19th Asian Financial Forum kicks off 2026 as the region's first major event of the year. Co-organized by the Hong Kong SARD government and the Hong Kong Trade Development Council, the forum will bring together global business and political leaders to analyze geopolitical shifts and macroeconomic trends. With a focus on finance empowering business, the forum aims to foster collaboration and identify investment opportunities, highlighting Hong Kong's strengths as an international financial center.
Mining news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. reports US $1 million gold and silver sale with Blue Lagoon Resources. Nikola Mining Inc. has reported a significant milestone with a US $1 million gold and silver sale in partnership with Blue Lagoon Resources. The companies have been steadily shipping since December 2025, aiming to boost production and revenue amidst strong precious metals prices. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Sprott executive explains why the precious metal run will continue in 2026. Sprott Inc. executive Steven Schaffstall predicts that the precious metal run will continue into 2026 due to geopolitical and economic uncertainties, along with new investor interest. With silver being both a precious and industrial metal, Schaffstall anticipates a strong performance in the upcoming year, driven by its use in AI and semiconductors. The company's assets under management have reached record levels, reflecting the positive trend in the metals market.
Network news breaks. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYSE, American OPFC, completes capital structure modernization. Optimum Bank Holdings, Inc., NYCAS, American OPFC, has completed a capital enhancing transparency and alignment with stakeholders. The strategic initiative includes preferred equity conversions and amendments to simplify stock structures. These changes position Optimum Bank for continued growth beyond its current $1.10 billion asset base.
Supply constraints position platinum for a strong 2026. Supply constraints position platinum for a strong 2026. Analysts emphasize the importance of platinum and palladium amidst geopolitical tensions. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are closely monitoring price trends. For more insights on the mining sector, visit miningnewswire.com.
Network news breaks. Supercom Limited eyes increased adoption of solutions across core markets. Supercom Limited has reported its strongest financial performance yet, with President and CEO Ordan Trabelsi highlighting the company's operational scalability and market traction. Net income reached a record $6 million, a 140% increase year over year. The company continues to expand its footprint with new electronic monitoring contracts in the U.S. and Germany, replacing long-standing providers and showcasing market willingness to adopt newer technology.
Then, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.